What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to number one deserving work women to our number one deserving award show. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. I think I messed that up. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. We're coming at you from undisclosed locations. We're coming at you from some U, some R's, and some C's. That's undisclosed remote locations, in case you didn't know the acronym. This is the number one award-deserving show, the Spike on the Mic Show, featuring the resistance fighters. Here to put some visual noise into your eardrums. All this stuff is already pre-printed. I'm just making it up as we go. So, guys, coming at you from the resistance fighters, we have the guy that's putting the sounds through your eardrums. We like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a devoted resistance fighter.
We need those kind of people because the revolution would not be televised.
That's right.
And if they don't televise it, then, you know, nobody ever know about it. But we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason. One reason only, and we almost had a little miff and a tiff.
Yeah, we almost had no reason.
This is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who just got over a URC.
Yes.
And who has visual noises coming into his ears.
Yeah.
You are the main reason. You are the one. Even though you subsided or put aside your needs and your request to do corned beef cabbage and come do the show, didn't you?
I did. I was putting a crust on the corned beef and all nearly missed the show. But the crust on the corned beef is like a really nice, it's about this thick and brown.
Oh,
and dry,
it's perfect.
And yeah, it's really nice.
I can just taste it now.
Yes. So could we stop calling him the Voice of Reason and just call him the crust?
That'd be great if it was the upper crust.
No, it's just
I've always considered myself part of the upper crust.
It could be the underwear crust. And speaking of remote locations, this guy here is...
Speaking of underwear crust.
this guy we like to call one, the only, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking? He's new. Don't worry.
Crusty. I'm sticking crusty. Now, honestly, I have something to say.
Oh,
quiet, please.
Isn't it time, really, we're on the back half of January, to take down the Christmas lights? Take them down. Take down the Christmas lights.
Good point. I have a
no. Why are we saying no to that?
Christmas, it's the spirit of Christmas. It's got the lights have to burn out on their own.
You would definitely think so.
Let the whites burn out on their own. You're exactly right. I believe that. I believe that would.
I have a neighbor who has garland above their garage, and half of it is one giant loop that has fallen down.
Well, as soon as Judy falls, then we can go with that. Oh, yeah. I'm full of them tonight. Judy Garland.
Seriously. How apropos, it shows that Christmas is slowly
dying. The show cannot continue on until we introduce all the resistance.
Oh.
And we have to go ahead and go with the pretty ones, the ones who bring glitz and glamour and also research to the show. This is the one, the only, the lovely, the talented.
Sorry, Billy. Did me.
Oh, Billy, how you sticking?
I don't know how I'm sticking.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute, I went through all that for that?
I just don't know today. I don't know how I'm sticking.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, okay. Well, listen.
I'll figure it out. Ask me in the middle of the show.
You think he might fly away?
It's possible.
Oh, man.
Look, trust and believe.
Well, try to stick yourself to something.
Trust and believe. This show will.
Wait, I'm sticking like crust to my eyes.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, that
eye crust. Yeah.
Eye crust.
Hey, I got a dilemma I want to ask the resistance fighters real quick. Should I say, if you see me out in the streets and you ask me how you sticking, I will buy you a beverage. Should I say that?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
I think you should say that.
Yeah.
How much money you got,
Then I'm going to start looking for you.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room and ask the question. PW, what do you think?
I think yes, but tell me where you're going to be.
Okay, Chad.
I'm going to say no, and that's because I don't live in the same city as you.
Okay. Billis?
Yes, and I'm going to look for you. Yeah. I'm going to find you.
Yeah. Find you. And then Voice of Reasons.
Absolutely. As your financial advisor, absolutely not. You cannot afford to buy that much beer.
Everything's more expensive.
Like, I just want you're going to spend, like,
be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on beer, and people are going to try and hold you to it.
Can you get a triple mortgage? I'm just asking.
Okay. All right. Well, I
don't do it. Don't do it. My advice is do not do it.
But isn't it a form of recognition for the show?
Yeah, but it's also a form of bankruptcy for you.
Yeah,
you should do.
You know how many listeners you've got out there?
Seven.
I think he's right, and five of them are on the screen right now.
Well, I had a bad idea. I was thinking of a T-shirt, but that's more expensive, so don't do that.
All right, I'm gonna change my mind then. If you, I think you better reinvestigate. Make sure there's only seven.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what you should get is koozies. Maybe koozies are cheap.
I don't like koozies. Oh, speaking of merch, Chad, have your mailman showed up yet?
No, not yet. But I don't check my mail every day, so I'll do it after the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't check your mail every day?
I have the worst. I don't get anything in the mail that's worth anything. Everything's auto-debited and drafted. Like, I don't get bills. I get junk in the mail, so I've just unmarried myself to my mailbox. Everything comes through UPS, FedEx, or Amazon, so I don't ever go to the mailbox. Why do we have mailboxes?
For junk.
This is a total generational difference between.
Yeah, I don't get it. Newspapers, mailboxes, we don't need checkbooks. We don't need these things anymore.
Bite your tongue. You know, so I can write a check, and they don't cash it until, that Friday, and I got the birthday.
Yeah.
Forward dating checks is kind of useful, I guess.
It's the American.
I was in a supermarket once, and the person in front of me wrote a check for chewing gum.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, he was buying chewing gum and wrote a check.
I once in college wrote a check for $100 worth of groceries that. If the check had gone through right at that moment, it would have bounced. But I knew I was getting paid the following day,
sure.
So I was fine to write the check, and it was going to cut. And so
you use a debit check card to buy. I bought a pack of gum with a debit check card. That's the same thing. Is this somebody's having to write it out?
No, it's not stopping, taking out your checkbook.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And it doesn't delay. Like, if I use my debit card and my bank's empty,
then it's not going to work. Yeah.
But if I write a check and my bank's empty, they give me everything, assuming that the check is going to clear.
You know,
I
never learned.
Away with my stuff.
In school, I never learned how to balance a checkbook.
Oh, yeah. So this is why you're a proponent for getting rid of checkbooks.
Right. See? Well, no. This is why he lives in the ghetto.
You are a zombie. Not a zombie. You are Bigfoot. You know, you're an anomaly or whatever they call it.
A anomaly.
Exactly. All right. So now that we got all the extrastential things out of the way, which is not part of the show.
Extrastential.
Yeah. You know what those are because we just did it.
Right? I know.
But if you want to be a part of the show, you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900 and help drive the show because we are a caller-driven show and we love people to call and drive the show because what we do while you're driving, we talk about three things, ladies and gentlemen.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh my God.
Man, it's getting chest burns. In case you guys out
Steve
there wondering.
Steve actually participated.
He did. Every single one of you moved, and I'm very proud.
All right, right. Speaking of every single one of us, we have a couple of resistance fighters that are
missing.
I and an A. But, you know, who knows? They may pop up once they finish
wake
their mission. They could be on a what we like to call
what
it.
What was that?
It's security.
They could be putting crust on their corned beef hash.
Right? Oh, they could be crusting.
Norton antivirus pop up.
Serious. So they may hit the stage anytime now because right now they're out on a secret mission. It could be like in the Congo, or they could be like in
the Congo.
Nakanga.
Laugh and beyond. Continue on. Let's get this thing going because we don't want to filibuster. We have a lot to do and a lot to talk about. And
but
I'm
what are we
going
to do?
We're going to talk to our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, there you go. Yeah, realized it did that. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so welcome back to the Spike on the Mic Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is the number one award deserving show. And speaking of deserving show, a little behind the scenes music information is that the movie that I worked on, WDED, Dead in the Making, ladies and gentlemen, it is a docu movie that we wrote, directed, filmed, and all that a couple years ago. It's being premiered at the Central Florida Film Festival this weekend from the 21st to the 23rd. And so if you're in the Orlando area, go check out Central Florida Film Festival, and maybe you will see WDED Dead in the Making, and hopefully we will win some awards.
Spike, I have a question about the title.
Go ahead.
It sounds like it's a documentary about the making of the movie, as opposed to the movie itself.
Okay, no, I'll give you the history of this thing. And this wasn't part of the show prep, but why we do it. It was, the movie was called WDED Dead in the Morning.
Right.
It is about a morning radio show, and we filmed it, yada yada yada, guerrilla style, and we premiered it at some festivals and things like that. And we tried to sell it to a publishing house in LA.
Okay.
Gung ho, they all wanted it. Everything was going great. They got it. The vid hit, so everything was shut down. COVID hit. So this was in the 2020, I guess. COVID hit. And we put it on the shelf for a while because they were going to buy it and we were going to distribute it in movie theaters.
Wow.
Right. It was a big to-do. Actually, we premiered it at the theater that we did Baseball Buddies, PW, if you remember that one.
Yeah.
We premiered it at that theater. It was a huge success. Fast forward, sit on the shelf, and then we said, well, let's rebrand this thing. So what we did was we got the producer and we start doing interviews of the actors in there and start giving them, you know, what they call testimonials. So they would talk about the next scene coming up. So we just tried to make it look different, try to sell it a different way.
Ah, interesting.
So we changed it from Dead in the Morning to Dead in the Making. And I like it. I like it. I have a huge input into the docu movie, and I want people to watch it and see it and understand it's a funny movie. But it's also stupid.
All right, I like
crazy,
that.
Crazy stupid. And my participant role in it is that, you know, I'm into filmmaking and all that, and so this was a chance for me to get even further closer to behind the scenes and actually put some of my work and involved in it. So check it out. And oh, what I really want to say is we're going to release it on a couple platforms. So in a couple days, it's going to be out on Hulu and somebody else.
Oh, nice.
It's two platforms going to be out there, right? Netflix told us to give us this big hell no.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah, they can put that in a pipe and smoke it. So what it is Netflix, they done got too big for their britches because they were looking for content. And this is just me off the cuff from the Spike on the Mic show.
All right.
They were back in the day, they were looking for content. They wanted everything they do. But now all the big established movie producers and actors are doing all these things on Netflix. So they say, hey, oh, well, hell, we got Kevin Hart and we got, you know.
Right.
M. Shalom Shyamalan doing movies for us. So.
Yeah.
Well,
M. Shalom Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Spike, they may not feel like they can afford it. Possibly. Did you ever consider that? I mean, there may be a monetary thing there where they.
I'm going to tell you about this. This is really, really behind the curtain. So at our premiere, we had four millionaires come to the premiere that they were speaking of investing.
Oh.
They were investing. They watched the premiere and they were like, oh, hell no.
Why do you think I'm a millionaire?
Your mother skipped this shit. Get out of here because they have a different mindset. I mean, one of the guys, he basically owns like all the, it's not Outbacks, it's their competitors, something like, anyway, this is all behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to let the cast, I'm going to send y'all a link to the movie one of these days once we recoup some money. It's interesting. Now it's, teenage little what's the name of that movie when the guys were peeking in the hole looking at the little girls in the dressing room? Porky's kind of humor but that was after I came onto the scene. The guy wanted to do it
so again. there might be people peeking at girls.
No, it's stupid, dumb humor.
Inoffensive non-PC jokes.
Yeah.
80s humor, you guys. That's totally different than today's humor.
Oh. It's
definitely that kind of stuff. So there you go. So be on the lookout for WDED Dead in the Making. And we have some other projects coming on, but you guys will love it and do it. And Hanging Chad, I know that you piqued a bunch of interest about movie making and things like that. So
yeah,
you're in my Rolodex of when we have some projects coming on. So
let's do it.
So Get your acting chops together.
All right.
Oh, man.
We may need a white guy killed in the first scene.
Yeah.
I'm there for it. I will make the most beautiful, ugly death.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Scream like a little girl.
Yeah.
I will.
No, don't do it.
don't kill me.
Don't do it.
I will do it.
No.
But first of all, in acting, don't look in the camera.
Yeah, don't break the fourth wall. Got it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's day one, you guys.
What are you doing? Don't look into the camera. I'm just giving you guys some behind the scenes tips because I learned that the hard way when I was in the movie.
George Burns does it all the time.
That's different.
Yeah, but that's in black and white, isn't it?
In The Office.
And he passed away a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't kill you, Billy. It doesn't kill you.
No, that wasn't what caused his death.
No, it was not. But he did die.
No, it was Harry Von Zell.
He was crossing the street, so it may have been.
It may have been it. All right, so let's get back on track for the train.
Yeah.
Get the station back, the train back on the track. So now it's time for, ladies and gentlemen, and we rehearsed this, and it should work perfectly. It's time for the big A word of the day.
Oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word.
Resistant Fighters was
it's great.
It was perfect. It's perfect as usual.
Yep, as usual.
So don't sell her them wolf tickets.
It is absolutely always perfect.
Yeah. I want to do it sometime.
Yeah.
We should all do it.
Well,
let's all do it next time.
No,
I haven't heard the term wolf tickets since I was in jail.
PW, you've been arrested?
Well, no, I used to work in a jail.
You look like somebody you would be arrested for, like, maybe like protesting, like protesting war or something. That's how I could see that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. No, that's mom. That's my mom.
They were.
Roz has got it going on.
Yeah. They were locked in the arm.
I miss Roz.
Locked armed in arm and getting sprayed by water hoses.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
No, actually in Washington, D.C., I was beaten with a truncheon.
Did you pay for it?
Oh, that could be the big word of the day. A what?
Truncheon. It's like a billy club, you know.
Oh.
Is that why you named your daughter Billy?
Yes.
Because you're a traumatized?
Yeah. Yes. Because I had been beaten.
I mean, you truncheon.
Like, this girl's going to hurt. Let's just name her Billy.
Why did you name her truncheon?
Yeah. She could have been truncheon Fenton.
Here.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's try this big A word of the day. Here we go, ladies. I'm going to play it three times, and then you guys listen carefully and let me know what do you think about it. Here it is.
I'm listening.
Meritorious.
Ooh, meritorious.
Meritorious. Wow, it worked.
Okay, first of all, I said I'm going to play it three times.
Oh, and we have to shut up through the whole three times.
Yeah, okay. So now we got to start back again. Right to the beginning. Right. Here we go.
Meritorious. Meritorious. Meritorious.
All right, now we can talk.
Yeah, now you talk.
So did I spell it right? Meritorious.
Hold on, I'm trying to put the two together. Meritorious.
Yes. Most,
there you go. So
meritorious.
Since you spelled it, do you know what it means, Billy?
I do.
Damn, you guys are smart. Voice of reason?
Yes. I do.
Hanging Chad.
I think I know.
Oh my God.
Then, you know, I know. When I do. Chad I think knows. I know.
Yeah. And then PWs?
Yes, of course.
I mean, of course. These are called big A words.
No, it's not a big A word. It's just the word of the day.
But
I know the song says it's a big A word.
Yeah,
but it's not. That's not a big A word.
Okay, so let me give you some more behind the scenes.
All right.
When I find a word I can't understand or don't know, it's the damn big A word of the day.
We're aware of that.
Right. Yeah, I'm not 100%.
See, yeah. So. Chad, you're moving up the ladder of going with the show when it promotes. When the show takes off and we get first class tickets on planes. Sure.
Let's put these guys in the coach.
No.
These
guys. Obviously, we have to re-record the theme song. It's the word Spike doesn't know. It's the word Spike doesn't know.
Yeah.
That would be actually a lot better. Can we do that?
It's the word Spike doesn't know.
It would be way more funny.
It's the word Spike doesn't know.
I know it has something to do with city administration.
Hey, PW, I will sing it. We'll record it. And you put that same music behind it.
Sure.
This week's word, though, has a lot to do with our show.
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
That's what I thought when I heard it.
I even know what the word is and I'm confused.
But don't meritorious.
Yeah. Really. And voice, what were you about to say?
I know it has something to do with city administration. I know I'm not supposed to say anything, but.
Oh, come on.
See, okay. Well, now that's out of the bed. We'll, ladies and gentlemen, listening for the first or the last time, we're going to reveal what meritorious means at the end of the show because we want you to stick around.
So you
got to
listen to the whole dang show.
The whole dang show. All right. So now what that being said.
Only incentive.
We have to do cow chip news.
Oh, to come back in 30 minutes.
Cow chip.
Yeah.
Right, this is a simple cow chip. As last week, we were under the, let's say, the investigation.
Influence?
All the investigations of Alfred Hitchcock's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We did the McGriffin or whatever.
MacGuffin.
MacGuffin.
Right. And you almost didn't say it correctly once.
Okay, so here's another cow chip news that involves Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, neat.
Oh.
And did you guys know that at the time it was considered inappropriate to show a toilet being flushed on screen? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know that Alfred Hitchcock, he was a man before his time, because in the movie, not the birds, The one when the girl got killed in the shower. What was
Psycho.
Psycho. Psycho. Psycho.
Right. I can read the notes, right? But
yeah.
In Psycho, he showed the toilet being flushed, and it was the first of his time to be considered inappropriate, and they showed the toilet being flushed in Psycho. So Alfred Hitchcock was a trendsetter for that. And if you guys don't remember the scene, it was when the girl who got killed in the shower saw some notes or something about she had stolen some money. So she tore up the piece of paper.
And threw it in the toilet.
And threw it in the toilet and actually flushed it. And that was one of the first times that on screen you have seen, hey, am I breaking up?
No, nope. You're fine.
You're okay. Fine.
All right, cool. Just my ear thing keep going on. So I think my mixer is having conniptions. So anyway.
Nowadays they can show like realistic stuff flushing down the toilet.
Yeah, they can show poop flushing down the toilet.
Billy.
Although I don't want to see that.
Billy.
What?
Yeah, really. This is going to be on the radio.
Yeah, poop is okay. Yes. It's the other word that's not okay.
Yeah, I think we need to stop holding our tongues around poop. Like everybody does it. Like, come
everybody
on.
Everybody poops.
Everybody.
Everybody poops.
And I guess going in.
Okay. Is like,
I'm sorry, I didn't say anything. Let's just drop that subject. Drop it.
Drop the poop.
Let's just drop the poop.
In the production in the production meetings, I was remiss about not saying this PW, if he was still around, would have been a perfect time for the flushing sound.
That is true. Oh, yeah, he missed his cue.
But who knows?
I don't know. I don't know if Chad knows this, though. We used to have a very frequent caller to the show where we would answer the phone and then he would just flush the toilit. Yeah.
Yes, we used
it. It was me.
Oh. No, it wasn't.
All right. So we have to filibust until.
No, you don't. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had looked
at P-Dub, yes. I just got to say, it looks like when you put on your headphones, you push your hair back a little bit. It looks like you got a bit of a man bun going there.
Oh, it does. Like it just little.
No, it's just.
I love that voice has the balls to talk about hair.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, damn.
How very observant. Yeah,
you don't have to have something to talk about
it. Wow.
Oh, and also, it doesn't have to be in any kind of particular arrangement. But you don't have.
Damn. Hey, so have we done all the housekeeping?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, well, then now you know.
It is 30 minutes worth. I hope so.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for topic changing music.
All right, here we go with our first topic of this fabulous evening on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, before I start this topic here, I need to know, this is not the heading, PW, so I'll tell you what the heading. What does rescinds mean?
To take something back.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, here we go. All right, so I like to call this topic here, take something back.
Take something back.
Serious. Also, let me read the story here, and you guys tell me how you think about it.
The opposite of pay it forward.
Oh, Steve, well, there's a man in South America.
Right.
He's admitted to resent his mom's for not switching him back after they discovered that he was switched at birth. And did you guys follow that?
No.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense.
Kind of. I didn't know about the word.
It's
rescind.
Not resent. It's yeah. not. That's not the word we're talking about.
Yeah. It's R-E-S-E-N-T-S. Resent.
Oh, different. Different. Resent.
All right, so forget, resent. I don't know. So anyway, I read it.
Go through.
All right, so here's a story.
Okay.
A dude by the name of Robin and a dude by the name of Gavin. They were the only two babies born in a Nigel hospital in Johannesburg back in 89. All right. The nurses accidentally switched them up and gave them to the wrong parents. And
I know that could happen.
Yeah. We did a story about that long ago.
Yeah.
Long ago. Well, I think 2 years later, the mistake was found when the daddy of Gavin had an argument with his wife, and he said, "This ain't even my kid." So they did a DNA test, and the DNA came back and said, "You're right. This isn't your kid.
And it's not the mother's kid.
And that's not your mama."
Oh, man.
So they did a cursory search. They did a search. They found out that Robin and Gavin were switched at birth. Now, here's the part that's makes it a little different is once they figured that out, the two moms got together and talked amongst themselves and they said, we'll live with the mistake. They said, I'll keep this one, you keep that one.
Makes sense.
Well,
this is complete opposite of the most recent story.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, here's the thing, because I didn't know whether I talked about this, but like, I just saw this story. Well, the thing is that the guy, Robin, he was given to a single mother who was poor, and Gavin was given to a
rich parents.
So now there is a, I'm mad at my mom for not doing the old switcheroo, bring it back. So question to the resistance fighters, whose side are you on? You on with Robin, who was raised by a single mother in a poor environment, or Gavin, who was raised? Oh, let me finish the story. So Robin says that he misses his mom, right? He's 15 now. So he says he misses his mom dearly, and he calls her every day. Gavin, the guy that grew up rich, says, hey, I just feel blessed that I was in this particular situation.
Sure. Yeah. I'm down with that. Yeah.
Now, the both parents were on 60 Minutes Australia, and they said, like, when we found the switch up, you know, how can you reject a kid that was so close to you to be raising for 2 years? So question to the resistance fighters, are you on Robin's side, the poor guy, or Gavin's side, the rich guy? And what would you do in that situation? And I started with you, Billy, since you're maternal.
I'm with both the children's side. They should both get what they want.
What they want.
Did she or did she not just play the fence?
No. Well, she kind of played the fence.
No.
Yeah.
Because she has no idea what I want.
No. The two kids, I want them to get what they want. So the one kid wants to live with his bio mom, and the one kid wants to stay with his adopted mom. They should both get what they want.
Okay. All right. Voice of reason?
I say divide each of them in half and let the mothers decide. Decide who gets which half.
Do they divide them horizontally or vertically?
That's a good one, voice. That's a good one.
Do they divide them horizontally or vertically?
I don't think you'll have to do that. I think that Robin will agree that he's happy to be with his current mother.
Spike, it's like when you go to the deli and they're like, I want some ham, and they're like, is the slice okay? Here, taste the sample. Is it thick or thin sliced?
Yeah. All right. So hanging chat, what do you think this would be the resolution to this?
Look, I feel for Robin. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You are poor. You are with a family that is not your blood. And then you find out that you have the blood of rich people. Like, wait a minute. I could be driving that. And I'm living this.
Riding the bus.
You had an option to fix it. Now I got to live here and do this.
Yeah.
And I don't even know you. And I don't really, I feel for Robin.
Yeah, all right.
I know that's horrible, but I would have that feeling. I think it's a natural feeling for Robin. Like, I think I would go through that event, and then I would probably say, you know what, money's not everything, and you're a good mom, and blah, blah, blah. But deep down, I'd be like, I need to be rich. I wish she would have sent me back.
Damn, PWs.
Well, Billy and I both have the experience of being born into a poor family. Well,
oh. That is correct.
And we would both benefit from being switched.
Well, I would say that you both probably need to be switched.
We should be switched, yeah.
Yes.
Serious. Well, here's something that follow up with the rest of the story. Okay, so like I say, Gavin said, hey, I'm happy with the life I accidentally was given. And you know,
I bet he is.
Yeah, no problem with that.
I feel Gavin's got it made right now, dude.
Gavin's got the right name for a rich person.
Shut up, Gavin. Just shut up.
Yeah, really. And I feel for Robin, but the mothers. Now, here's the thing that's really put a little twist in the twist of the story.
Oh, there's a twist.
There's a twist. There's always a twist. Okay. So. The biological mother of Robin, the rich one, said, I tell you what, now that I've grown and known, I miss my biological son. So, Robin, you come live with us and it's almost like a cross country. You come live with us now, and this is happening many years ago. And Robin jetted, and he left his pole mama Sandy. His mama's name Sandy. He left her on the side of the road. Boss move or bad move?
So here's how. Oh, now my turn. Go ahead. You asked me.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Gal. I mean, hanging chat.
If I were Robin. Well, first of all, if I was Robin's parents and I said, "Wait, you're returning my kid to me," and you named him Robin, I'd have a problem right there. Right. Don't return my kid with the name Robin.
Yeah. Give him a better name.
After I got over that, I would. If I were Robin, I'd go over there, get the money, and start sending Sandy some checks.
Send it to Sandy, the poor lady?
The one that raised him.
Like, Mom, I got an out for us. You just got to send me back.
Wait, okay, I got you on that. But here's the thing. Think about it. They knew this, and they decided not to do it.
Who did?
The parents.
The moms.
Yeah. Because they
Rich Mom knows what Robin's about to do.
Yeah.
No. When they were two
poor
or three
mom
years old.
Doesn't have any influence.
Yeah, when the kids were two, they figured it out and they talked amongst themselves and said, okay, let's just keep the babies that we have.
So why would you go give Sandy the poor mom some money? Question to Billy. Why would you do it? I wouldn't want to ask hanging chair.
Well, I get now the word that you were thinking of is resent earlier.
That was it.
That was the story. Right, I did. So the kid that lives with poor mom resents rich mom for not taking him back.
Yes.
And resents his brother. I don't know what are they. He resents the other kid because he's got his life.
But he couldn't have done anything about it. He couldn't have said, all right, tell you what, I'm
right. No. It was no control over him. And that doesn't mean he doesn't love his mom that he's lived with. So, yeah, I think he should make the best of both worlds and help out the mom that actually raised him and loved him all these years. Although I suppose they would all probably resent the moms for just not doing what they should have done.
Exactly. Yeah. Boys, you want to bring this home?
I think the main thing is inheritance here. I think that Robin should be written into his original parents' will, and maybe then Gavin can resent the fact that he had to split his inheritance. Robin.
Yeah,
exactly. I think they should. Gavin is probably going to figure out a way to bump off Robin.
I think Gavin's had it way too easy for too long.
Oh damn! Go get at him then. All right,
sorry, Gavin. No, it's not your fault. It's time for you to grow up.
Gavin really didn't do anything but like be born.
And switch. I know. But life is tough, Gavin.
Life is tough. Wow. PW, you concur with
I don't believe life is tough for anyone named Gavin. It's that simple.
Right. I can make fun of names. My name's Chad. It's like a literal joke.
I know.
You're supposed to be rich. Or is that Thad? Dad or Chad?
Same. No, Chads are. Chad's if you look in the Urban Dictionary, Chad is in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if I go to the country club and I see guys with sweaters tied around their neck,
they're named Chad. Yes.
They're named Chad and Thad, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I can say that. I better not say it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Wait to self edit. Thank you. So speaking of self edit, I think it's time for topic changing music.
All right, here we have a topic, and I'm not sure if it's a topic by Chad or not, but maybe it is.
All right, this topic I'd like to throw to Chad. Chad, you say you have topics because we are show. Let's topic something.
All right, so I read an article in the Washington Times. Really? So on January 10th, a guy went in to the University of Maryland School of Medicine and got a heart transplant. He's 57 years old, but he was not eligible for a human heart. He had a pig heart transplanted into him, and it worked. Yes. So he went in, and he's like, well, if my only choice is a pig heart, let's try it. And they weren't sure he was going to wake up. They weren't sure it was even going to work. So he woke up, and I think he's still alive today. So my question to the resistance fighters is, you need a heart transplant. You are not eligible for a human heart. Would you take a pig heart?
Who are you?
So how do I do this? Okay, BW, you go. Oh, voice, I'll come to you next.
You call pig?
That's a yes, right?
Yes. That's okay. A pig grunt.
BW's yeah. Like, yeah. Voice, would you do it?
Oh, yeah. I've got a little bit of scotch in me and $1.99 a pound.
I don't know how you buy bacon. Like, how do you go to the store and buy bacon?
I can't. I don't. But I can afford pig heart. $1.99 a pound. That's a cheap operation.
Yeah. Billy, would you do it?
Well, would I take that if that was my only choice to live? Yes. But why didn't he qualify for a regular heart?
It didn't say. I don't know. It didn't say.
I'm going to
look it up. Look it up. Maybe the wait's too long, but they're like, now we have this pig option.
Yeah, really.
We can rush you straight to the front of the line.
Exactly. Yeah.
Follow up question.
Spike, would you?
And wait, it's Spike, cheap as hell.
Would you do it?
I've got a follow up question.
Hello, boys.
Okay.
What was the man's religion?
That's what I'm saying. Me being a Muslim, I think I would have to reject that because me as a Muslim, we can't accept things with hoofed foots.
When did you become a Muslim?
I was thinking really of you, Spike.
When you heard it was a pig heart?
Wait, are you offended by my topic?
No.
I feel like the doctor, it's like saying, you can't have a Lexus, but you can try the ignition on this Ford Pinto.
What's the guy name? Not Gavin. What's the other guy name? Robin.
Robin.
Robin. He can't have his Lexus. Oh. Gavin's driving this one.
Yeah. Robin's got the pig heart, unfortunately.
Yeah, he couldn't get put onto the transplant list because he had a history of being non-compliant with doctor's orders, not taking the medicine that they gave him to keep him alive. And what was the other thing?
And they still gave him something?
This is an experiment. So this was his only option at this point.
You really screwed up. You really messed up.
Yeah.
If you were close to getting a human heart and you messed that up, now you get a pig heart.
Yeah. He missed doctor's appointments and didn't follow up with his medication and stuff like that, which to me only says he's not going to last very long, because if he's now got a pig heart in his chest, he probably has to take even more like anti-rejection medication than normal people. And if he doesn't follow up.
So they've tried this before, and immediately after the surgery, not on this guy, but on other people, the pig heart was like very quickly the body started to reject it. And it's because in the pig heart, there are sugars. So this heart was pre-treated to remove those sugars so that when they put it in Derek, it wouldn't quickly just reject. So now he's like a ticking time bomb. Like, wait, how long is this going to last? Maybe it will last forever. Maybe it will last a couple days, a week. It literally said in the article, they don't know.
What are you saying? The pig heart was barbecued?
not quite yet.
Slathered with barbecue sauce.
Yeah. And on another note,
sugar-free.
Derek get a heart? You said they put it in Derek.
They did.
Why did Derek get a heart? Why couldn't it just been like somebody else? Why Derek had to get the heart?
Yeah,
because no one else is volunteering to put a pig heart in their body, and he's like, sure, I got nothing else to lose. I don't take my medicine. Yeah.
He's only allowed to have a pig heart.
And apparently, this is not the first time an animal organ has been put in a body. In 1984, a baby they named Baby Faye lived 21 days with a baboon heart.
Damn, medicine. Yeah. I'm okay with it. I'm okay.
So I feel like we're heading to, like, what is it, the island of Dr. Moreau or whatever? Where
most of you probably don't know, I have a bull penis. Yeah.
Did you have that sewed on, or were you just lucky enough to be born with
it? He was actually born with that.
I don't want to know.
You didn't know that,
Billy. It is odd, right?
Hold on a second. Billy.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Except you don't have my father.
You don't have the, what's the thing called? Not the owners. You don't have the rights or the only person who don't want to know this.
Yeah. You know, but I have the most reason to not want to know it is because he is my father.
I'm in the market.
Look, coming from hanging Chad, PW. Let that thing hang.
That's it. Thank you. Thank
Boyce,
you.
Boyce, what's going on? Boyce, what's going on?
Yeah, Chad.
Trying to hide the fact that he's drinking a White Claw. Oh.
Yeah, why do you do that? Is it because you're an ugly drinker?
It's not polite to if you don't have, if I can't share with you.
Oh, I see.
If we all can't benefit from the weight loss of a White Claw, then I don't want you to see it.
All right. And before we get off Hanging Chad's topic, don't y'all see something's wrong with this? So I don't think the guy's name was Derek either. Because if this guy is such a derelict and not following orders, why does he still get a heart? I mean, there's a thousand.
Wait, you're mad he got an animal heart?
He got an animal heart. He didn't get a human heart.
He doesn't have a human heart. It's a pig heart.
But modern medicine and man and humans decided, okay, we know this dude here is terrible, but we're still going to give it to him.
Using him as a guinea pig.
Yeah, he volunteered to be a test subject.
Literally.
Yeah. Because there was no other option.
Wait a second. Spike has expressed an opinion about the guy's name. I mean, how can you do that?
Of all the things in this story he's offended by his name.
What's wrong with his name?
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't think it's Derek.
I didn't even know this guy's name was Derek until Hanging Chad said they put it in Derek.
Look, it was in the article.
Derek. All right. There you go.
First of all, y'all missing the joke.
Right.
Is his name Derek? Or that's like some kind of medical term. We put it in like in terms. Of
yes. It was Derek Bennett. 57 of Maryland.
Okay,
Ben. David. This full article name? Says
or is
David
it David?
Bennett.
Oh, yeah, David Bennett. Sorry, David.
Oh, full name, Law Derek.
Hey,
Derek.
One last thing before you move on. Last September in New York, researchers hooked up a pig's kidney to a dead body and watched it start working. So just saying, we are heading in that direction. Wow. This crap is going on.
Yes,
this is good. This is
so,
all good.
So like
I kind of feel like it's okay. Like we just need to get over the faux pas of it and
move on. No problem with
it. So what you're saying is basically a pig could bring me back to life.
Correct.
Yes. All I'm saying is Christmas dinners and Christmas lunches.
I didn't even know I was dead.
Real uncomfortable pretty soon.
Yeah, well, PW, a bull kind of made you, you know.
Oh, that's bald. True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
His name wasn't Derek.
No, it was, I think it was David. I think it's David Bennett.
It is David.
Yeah, I'm okay with it because Derek, I didn't let him. I'm not sure who with Derek.
I even wrote down David, but I said Derek. See, so I don't know.
Listen, welcome to my world. Exactly. I write stuff down and I still don't even read it right. Yeah. So it's okay.
I need an elephant's brain so I can have that memory.
Hey, well, let's knock
you can get one. Apparently, we're heading in that direction.
Yeah, tick tock.
Exactly.
Make your appointment.
Hold on a little bit. You'll get it. All right, let's go ahead and do this quickly. Topic change of music.
All right, this might be the very final topic on tonight's Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here research and marketing research went bad.
Marketing research went bad.
And this has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. But remember last week when we picked the teams for the NFL and the playoffs?
Yes,
kind of
I think I was a big winner, as a matter of fact.
I just picked things at random.
I think I was the big loser.
Yeah, Derek in the marketing department wrote the names down, but he didn't hit save. So I went back.
I
think I was the big winner. Actually.
No, but we have the show. If you go on the website, you could listen to the show, and you will find out I picked all the winners.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is
recorded. I should have did that instead of just bringing up the spreadsheet.
Exactly.
And then seeing there's blanks in there, but I'm like, okay, well. Okay, so now we're going to do it right this way, okay, because there are four games going on right now. So let's pick between these games here. We have the Bengals and the Titans. And PW, start out with you.
All right. Now, we got to remember that this is Monday night, so we're talking about the past here. So if we get anything wrong, we're really stupid.
Gee, I would not have thought of that.
All right. Yeah, Bengals and the Titans. I'm going to go with Bengals.
Bengals. All right. So I'm hitting go. Not Kim. She's not here.
Nope.
Billy?
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
All right. And then voice of reason.
Well, for one thing, I'm glad P-Dub went with the Bengals, because I don't think he could work with a Titan. but I'm going to pick the Titans.
All right, Titans.
Ooh. I don't know. Ask the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
I'm going to go with the Titans.
Titans. And right. Spike on the mic will also go with the Titans, because the Bengals beat the Raiders.
Oh, by the way, Spike probably knows this when he looks in his wallet. He got them all wrong last week.
That's why it disappeared.
Yes.
Right.
All right.
So how about this? Spike. Got it.
Yeah, really. How about this? The 49ers and the Packers. And I'll start out with you, Billis.
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
49ers.
Because I don't like the Packers.
Good reason. Voice of reason?
I'm going to go with the 49ers, too, because they're from California.
Oh, good reason there, too. Mr. Hanging Chad.
I'll go with the Packers.
Packers. And I will go with the 49ers because they're close to Oakland.
Hmm. Not going to ask me?
PWs?
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. I think the Packers will probably win, but I want San Francisco to win because I don't want the Bucks playing the Packers.
Yeah. Play somebody.
No, right, so no, because they'll wind up having to play at the Packers.
In Green Bay?
Yeah, and that's not going to work.
All right, so what does Robert in accounting type down?
The 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers.
He's picking the 49ers.
There's a long story.
I know that. I made that way too long.
Yeah. All right, then let's go with the Bills and the Chiefs. Start out with you, voice of reason.
Yeah, did you look? The voice of reason apparently has to be.
Okay. Well, all right, Chad.
Wait, what were the teams?
Bills and the Chiefs.
I'll do the Chiefs.
Chiefs. And then I go with Spike. I'm also going with the Chiefs. And then our PWs?
Bills.
And then Billy's?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Here we come. This is the Chiefs. Voice. The voice,
voice has returned.
Voice, now we're picking the
Tampa Bay.
Buffalo. Buffalo and the Chiefs.
Oh, Buffalo.
Buffalo. All right. Now
he agrees with me.
Now we go with Rams and Bucks. And I start with you, voice of reason, since you messed it up.
The Rams. No, I mean Tampa Bay.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. Of course, Tampa Bay. Of course.
Okay, then Chad.
Bucks.
And then we go with Spike. Who they playing? The Rams.
Rams.
All right, I'll go with the Bucks, kind of. I don't like it, but I'll do it. All right, PWs?
Even though the Rams beat us early in the season, I go with the Bucks.
All right, and then Billis?
Bucks. Without a doubt.
All right, now I'm hitting save, so there's no way that Randy and accounting can mess this up this year.
Oh, yeah, tonight. Sure.
And to make some more incentives on this, we're going to check accounting and our what thing called our money and see if we can get money for being the writer winners.
Oh, right? Man. Like a bonus.
Then you need to check last week.
No,
I might have been writer.
Yeah.
It's gone.
No. We have recorded
Spike lost, so we're starting now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a recording of what our picks were.
No, that's true.
Chad made a good point. Spike lost, so he's not counting that.
No. I am going to get into back in the department. We're going to look at last week's show, and then I'll add these into it, and then we'll see at the very end who wins the year supply of Lee Press on Nails.
Oh, all right? Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Big A word of the day.
I really need those. Yeah.
Yeah, really. All right. And so before we end the show, we have to reveal what the big A word of the day is.
Oh, the big A word.
It was
Meritorious.
All right. So go around the room. Who knows what meritorious is? Everybody knows what it is except me.
Yes.
So
I don't really know. But
and Hanging Chad, what was your recollection of meritorious?
I was going to say worthy of being awarded or receiving a merit.
Totally.
That is exactly right.
Yes.
We're all in congruence with that?
Yes. Congruence.
Yes. Our show is meritorious. We are award deserving.
I have something to add to it.
Add.
The way they came up with the word is he was the first elected official, democratically elected official of Athens.
Huh. Merit? No, Mr. Merit?
Meritorious was the very first.
Oh, God.
Maybe he's the first. Maybe he won the race.
No.
Official of Athens, Greece.
No, Steve is just trying to be humorous.
Held election.
And it's totally.
Very first.
All right. Well, then now, since you said that, we have to go around the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa, deserving of your vote.
This thing ain't. We got to
No. We can talk slowly.
What stuck with you? And I'll start out with you then, PWs. What stuck with you tonight?
That most people don't realize, but I was switched at birth. And I am incredibly wealthy.
Ooh. You're a Rockefeller.
Yeah. Yeah,
really. You're a rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah, Gibraltar. Yes.
Yeah, really. And Billy's, what stuck with you tonight?
That apparently I'm incredibly wealthy.
Yes. Yes.
Because my dad's incredibly wealthy.
Yeah. All right. Well, go out and buy that Hyundai. And pay
yeah. I am getting that brand new Hyundai. Yeah.
And pay. Oh, get a Saturn. I heard those.
Oh, Saturn. Yeah.
Still exist? Saturns?
Please. Steve actually owned a Saturn. So don't mention this.
All right. So Hanging Chad. What stuck with you tonight?
That there are probably a lot of guys out there that got a glimmer of hope from our show today, and in the future they may be able to get a bull penis.
Oh God!
If they hold out long enough,
if they do,
hold it, hold out long enough,
hold out long enough. Yes,
so lost with me. I was so gone. I totally forgot about that. Thank you. Thank you a lot there, Hanging Chad. And Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, I could really relate to Robin. I bought a lotto ticket last week and I lost.
Oh. Hey, did anybody win the big thing, the big lotto yet? The mega kajillions?
Yeah, two people did, I thought. Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh.
Damn.
There's another one coming out.
Yeah, sorry. But there's still hope, Billy. Wait a couple of weeks. Let it build up. Buy a ticket.
You know, that's the only time I ever play is when other people make a big deal out of it. I never think to play, and people start making a big deal. I'm like, okay, then I want to play.
Yeah, well, who wants to win just like $20 million?
Yeah.
Right. So what are you saying? When I win 500, I should just give it back
to me?
Oh,
you don't need to. You're already rich. Remember?
Yeah, you just give it to me. When you win, you just hit oh, here's some chump change. Let me give it to Billy.
Seriously.
Anyway, poor Robin. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, exactly. What stuck with me? You know, stuck with me is Hanging Chad's story.
The pig heart.
Yeah, that guy must have been short. Because why would they go through all the trouble of giving this guy a heart? They should have. It could have went to the poor neighborhoods and found somebody with a heart.
But those people would have qualified for an actual human heart that has less likely of a chance to be rejected. This was a complete experiment.
I don't like it.
Look, if you have a pig heart, you are no less human.
So you think he's lucky that he got the pig heart?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I think
even though he could
cool.
die at any moment,
even if it had initials carved on it, I'd be like, "Yeah, I got a pig."
Oh yeah, that's right, initials.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Spike on the Mic Show, number one.
meritorious, award-deserving show. And we'll see you guys next week.
No, we got 10 seconds.
But I still want to say, hope you guys enjoyed the show, because we are here to put Knocking Nothings in your eardrums. Spike out, ladies and gentlemen. One.
One.